Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Now, hi Niall. You should talk about this on your show sometime. Sorry, I'm reading an email. I'm in my 50s, working since I was 16 years of age in the catering business. And the one thing I've noticed over the last 20 years is young staff, we are talking about their attitude towards work. They start work and after an hour, they're looking for a break or moaning that their feet are sore. I'm a supervisor and I'm constantly having to tell them to get off their phones. They don't know what a full hard day's work is like. And then when the work does get too much for them, they just leave. When I was their age, I was doing 18-hour shifts sometimes. They have an entitled attitude. My own son is even like that. He's 28, works for the same company as me, and is always moaning about having to work long shifts and weekends. They really have no idea what hard work is. That's what I tell them. You should talk about it and find out what the cause of this is. Also, have you noticed how many holidays they take every year? My son's friends are always away, sometimes 4 holidays a year, Thailand, Canada, etc. And yet they moan that they have no money and they can't afford a house. It's nuts, says Valerie. So I thought that was worth a discussion. And she's kind of got a point, but you're all going to have a go at me because you know you all have kids. If you're not young yourselves, you just have kids. But this idea that, it's much harder for young people nowadays. It isn't much harder for young people nowadays. It just isn't. It was just as hard. You have to contextualise these things. It was just as hard for us. But we didn't have the luxuries that young people have nowadays, the bills they have nowadays. But they choose those bills. You don't have to own the brand new iPhone. You don't have to have 500 meg broadband in your house. You don't have to have Netflix and Disney Plus and Sky or whatever else you happen to have. You can just have Freeview, Serview, whatever they call the bloody thing that's free. You don't have to have a holiday every year, a foreign holiday. We didn't have a foreign holiday every year. You don't have to have all those things. But they choose to have them. Mm-hmm. They choose to have them. And then when they do get a job, they switch more so than any other generation from job to job. I know the TV licence is not free, Ruth. TV licence has been around for years. We've always had to pay a TV licence. The number's 087-188-0008. The question is, do you think young people have a bad work ethic? I mean, do they have it worse now than they did in our day, say back in the 1980s, for example? Do they have it worse? Is it tougher for them? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Megan. Megan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Megan?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Megan, do you think that young people are a little bit spoiled, maybe?
Yes and no. I'm a teacher, so I kind of see it from that kind of, from a classroom point of view.
Okay.
And I could split the class into three categories. You always have the kids who are going to be hard workers. They'll always do it no matter what because it's just ingrained in them. Then you have the lazy sods, no matter what you do for them. It's just them. They live the middle in the road.
Yeah.
And I find the middle in the road, yes, they are starting to be a little bit, especially since COVID, I find, they want everything handed to them.
Do you think COVID even made it worse?
I think COVID made it worse because I found even last year, see, with the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert, they didn't know whether we were going to be sitting it or not. And you had a couple, 5 or 6 in the classroom going, hoping that they wouldn't have to sit it because they just didn't want to sit it.
But look at these young people that work in, say, tech companies. Mind you, they're in a spot of bother at the moment. They're all downsizing because they kind of grew too quickly. But look at the young people that work in tech companies. I have a mate of mine works in a tech company, right? Anytime I ring him or message him, he's off on a wellness day or he's up the mountains on some team event, you know, for work or something like that. Or he's bringing his dog into work or there's all. They just seem to do very little actual work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'm even thinking from school point of view, they have less to do than when I had to sit my Leaving Cert and Junior Cert.
Mm-hmm.
They have less to do in the exams. So I wouldn't know about tech, but I'd love to bring my dog into work or my cat.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. I know my brother and sister, they both work in tech companies and they do work a lot, but they give out about people who aren't doing the same amount of work as they're doing. And they can see, you can see their work. And they'd be the same age. So I think, I don't know, like,
Do you think young people have it tougher nowadays? You know this whole thing about, oh, they're never going to be able to afford their own home and they can't buy a house. And I know young people who have bought a house and they've worked hard for it, but they bought a house. So it's not impossible, just like it wasn't impossible when I was their age. You had to try hard. You got refused from loads of banks.
We're going for a mortgage ourselves, me and my husband. And I think the problem is they want everything now.
Yeah.
Whereas we know when we're going building, we're not going to get the patio. We're not going to have the garden all done up. We're not going to have a garage.
It's not going to be furnished in the first year. Yeah.
You're not going to have brand new everything. And I think that's the problem. It's a very materialistic thing they have. They want everything now. They want everything brand new. And then they just chuck it aside. They have no value on actual things they own.
Or can they sacrifice? Like, if they want to buy a house, you know, can they sacrifice not going on holiday for 4 years? Or sacrifice not having Netflix for 4 years? Or will they sacrifice?
No, they won't. Because they want to be seen, and this is what I was saying to your, I think it was Ruth, and they want to be, they all want the same thing. They all want to be shown that they have the same thing, whether it's the designer clothes or the next new phone. I mean, there's kids that come into school who have the new brand new iPhone. My phone has a crack in it that it's about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have everything new. They want to be seen that they have everything new, and they can't sacrifice.
Yeah,
and I think that is the biggest thing, because they can't, and I suppose this is the peer pressure thing. If they don't have it, what are the consequences? Because you'd have all the bullying and the mental health thing, because, oh, little Johnny doesn't have the new top on or anything like that.
Are we wrapping them up in cotton wool? Are we overprotecting them? I mean, is that our fault as parents? Because these 16-year-olds are not buying the phones on their own. Do you know what I mean?
It's half and half, because you see the kids who have the old phones or they have the parents' handy-downs.
Right, okay.
I work in a big town area, so like you do see the parents who basically are training their kids to basically live by themselves. Like they are given those life skills. You have the other kids who don't even know how to wash the dishes or make their bed. Like I teach art as my subject, so you have to clean up at the end of the classroom. And even getting them to clean the table with spray and a cloth and to sweep in the around them, is it like... You're asking them to do an equation for me.
This is, and you're not too far off the mark. And I see young lads nowadays, you know, who are getting, you know, at the marrying age, so to speak, in their early 20s, and they wouldn't even know how to put a light bulb in. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, in our day, every fella knew how to make a table, put a light bulb in, you know, put a wire into a plug. We all knew, and I'm not being sexist, because it was typically men that did that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong, women do it too, of course. But it was typically in my day, it would have been men did all those kind of chores around the house of the DIY. But men were good at that kind of stuff. Nowadays, you know, they're all bad, men and women. They're useless when it comes to that stuff. I don't know about you, Megan.
Well, I'd be able to change a light bulb and cook But we're in our mid-early 30s.
Could you put a shelf up, Megan?
I need help. But I'm not afraid of doing it.
You'd get a drill out, would you?
I'd get a drill. Like, I'm not afraid of a drill and a hammer. I'd be able, but like, it wouldn't be neat. But it wouldn't bother me to do it.
The stuff might fall off it, but it'd be grand. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Scott as well. Scott, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Scott?
Hello, Niall. I don't have long because I'm actually in work there now.
All right, fair play to you. Hard-working man. You go on.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that there was this kind of... Like she just described there over the last 5 minutes, and near the end there she said that some of them can't do anything and some of them can. And I think that's an important factor in, because I'm here now in a working-class job in a warehouse.
Okay.
And with 12 other young fellas who are doing manual labour, and not only that, but they clean up, they can do stuff around the warehouse besides doing a, you know, shift.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, like, you describe tech companies, like, and that's just a different class altogether to us, like.
Mm.
I mean, we'd be laughing at them too, like, so when people are looking at young people and saying, oh, they're spoiled, it's like you're looking at the wrong side, like. You could look at a banker and say, he's rich. It's like you're not looking at the right... No,
but it's hard to get people to work in your industry, because young people don't want to, and they don't want manual work. They want to sit behind a keyboard.
Well, some do. That's the thing, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say most would actually, if you actually offered them to a boss.
How old are you, Scott? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 27.
You're 27. Okay, so you're a young man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you would much prefer to probably sit behind a keyboard than be in a warehouse lugging things around all day, would you?
No, I actually wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't? No, fair enough.
All right. Because I like how days work. Like, I'm in the middle of a 13-hour shift now, and I'll be doing that all week now, so...
Well, men and women of your ilk are hard to come by nowadays. Because, I mean, look at hospitality. Look at the restaurants and the bars. They can't get people to work for them anymore.
Yeah, but...
Nobody wants the dirty jobs.
There's loads of people who do a dirty job. Like, the thing is, like, I think, like, you mentioned...
Oh, we've lost him. What did I mention, Scott? I'm dying to know what I mentioned. What did I mention? Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. There's loads of young fellas will do good jobs.
Yeah.
Will do working class jobs. And the thing is,
I know you have to go in a second, Scott, because you have to go back to work, fair play to you. But can I ask you a question? Do you think young people like you, at 29, do you think you have it tougher now, or did your mother and father have it tougher in those day, in their day?
Well, to be fair, no, I think they had it tougher because of circumstances. Like,
okay, all right, okay.
Because we were a poor country, first of all. Women didn't go to work as often because they had to stay at home taking care of kids. You know, you have to factor all that into it, like. But I just wanted to come on that I'm one of the oldest in my warehouse. Everyone else is below 25. And they're like the best working people I've ever seen. Like.
Okay, all right, Scott. Thanks very much. I need to go back to work. Sorry, Megan, you've been listening to him.
Yes.
They're all younger than him working in the warehouse. Now, in fairness, when you're working in a warehouse, you can't avoid work.
It's no.
You can't be dodging work in a warehouse. Yeah, unfortunately, it's a tough job. And probably one that we don't value people enough in, because unfortunately everything that we buy comes out of a warehouse.
Yes.
So it's a tough job.
It's a tough job, and they have long hours and they're standing the whole time. Like, you don't get a break in there.
But I can guarantee you the people that own those warehouses and all over the country, it's hard to get workers. They can't get them because people just don't want to do that kind of stuff anymore.
No, they do want to be in the tech companies. I suppose it's not even that. They want more high paying jobs, because I suppose it's kind of like comes back to housing and stuff. How do you pay for a house? Well, depending on the wages you're getting in a warehouse, which means they need to be better paid in a sense as well. Because you're not going to, I think that's the thing with this generation. They're only going to work for what the value of the money is they're going to get. And if it's not worth their if they're not getting the money for it, they're not going to work for it.
Okay. Well, let me just go to Sinead as well. Sinead, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sinead?
Hi, are you okay?
I'm good. Sinead, do you think young people now have the same work ethic that, you know, older people would have had?
Well, mine's a different example because I'm not going to go into it, but basically my son had to leave school to work to provide for me and my husband because we lost our jobs due to a car accident.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Anyway, that's another story. But
were you badly injured?
Oh, my husband, we both lost our jobs and my husband was in ICU.
Oh, no.
But because it's a different story because we didn't have a medical card and we weren't entitled to anything. But anyway,
okay,
that's for another day.
And your son left school to go to work to try and provide.
My son had to leave school to start working to provide for us.
Oh, well done to him.
He's a brilliant lad.
Yeah.
He's 17 and he leaves for work. He gets up at 4 and leaves at 5 every morning, no matter what. No matter what the weather, whether he has to get 3 buses into work, he doesn't moan.
He's a champion.
He's never moaned to this day.
Yeah, he's a champion.
So I think when push comes to shove, I think young people will. But don't forget, a lot of us mammies mollycoddle him now.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Are you mollycoddling him? Well, mind you, he deserves a bit of mollycoddling, in fairness.
Oh, he does. But that's what I mean. They don't. This is a rare story, you know. Children don't have to do that. But I bet if a lot of them did, they would.
And how are you and your husband now?
My husband what was in the car accident, but he lost his job and then I had to care for him 24/7.
And how is he now? How's your husband now?
He's flying it.
Good.
Well, he's not, but...
I know. He's getting there.
Yeah, he's alive, so we're lucky.
Okay. Well, look, I'm delighted to hear that your son did that at the time, you know, obviously to help to be, I suppose he was essentially the breadwinner at one point, probably.
Yeah.
In the house. Yeah,
so even if you think to leave his schoolmates, to leave school, to take that responsibility.
Do you think generally, leaving your circumstances aside, because that would be a very unique case, but leaving your circumstances aside, do you think young people now have it tougher than young people would have had, say, in the 80s?
I've got a 25-year-old who left home at 19 and has worked ever since and never had a day off.
Okay.
He'll never be able to buy
Whatever you and your husband have done, Sinead, you've obviously instilled a very good work ethic into both your lads.
But speaking to my young one, my youngest, who, like I say, had to leave school, he actually said, we were speaking the other night, and he said, social media, and there's a lot of drama now.
Drama.
Whereas when we were younger, we didn't give a shit. We didn't look at other people. Yeah. We didn't care.
Well, we didn't know about them because we didn't have any way of looking. Yeah.
But even when we went out, we didn't look at what other people were wearing as women. We had no idea. Everyone just got on
with it, yeah. Speak.
And we had to work. We didn't have a choice.
It was a better world.
Yeah.
Megan, how old are you?
I'm 34.
34, yes. Okay, well, you're okay. You're all right. You're in my good books. I think it's kind of below the 27, although I'm going to be in trouble now. Didn't Ryan Turberty get into trouble for asking a woman her age on the radio or the television
or something? He did, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I think it's important. I think it's in context that I asked you your age. They say you should never ask a woman her age. It's supposed to be rude. I don't know why, but it just is, allegedly. But I think in the context of the conversation, I think it's important. But I think you've escaped my wrath today, Megan, because you don't fit into that category. I do believe that, you know, see, you came along, Megan, as well before social media, didn't you? When you were 16, 17, there was no social media.
Facebook had just started. Phones were the blocky and Nokias when I was in school. I didn't get a phone until I was 18 when I was going to college.
Were you on MySpace or Bebo?
I was on Bebo when I got to college.
Okay, Bebo in college.
But my mom and dad, they were strict. My brother got a phone because he went to boarding school. But we didn't get a phone because we didn't go. I got it when I went to college.
Okay.
But we worked, I worked my summers in cafes and I did my time. I was doing nearly 30-hour shifts some weekends and weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
We weren't afraid of hard work because mom and dad were like, well, if you want something, you have to work for it.
Yeah, and you do. I mean, but that's not the way it is nowadays with a lot of young people. Not all young people, but a lot of young people, it's not like that. And this, I mean, what says it to me here is like, at the end of this email, my son's friends are always away, sometimes 4 holidays a year, Thailand, Canada, etc. And yet they moan about having no money and can't afford a house. It's nuts. So, and that is the case. They will not, I mean, Sinead, they just will not sacrifice. Generally speaking, I'm not talking about your kids, Sinead, they have a very good work ethic. But generally speaking, young people, you know, they want to own a house, they want to get a deposit, but they're not willing to give up, you know, the Netflix or the Disney Plus or, you know, the 500 meg broadband or the house, the holiday to Tenerife every year.
And
the 2-week holiday every year to Spain or wherever it is. They're not willing to give it all up.
But I think, you see, I don't know, our parents worked hard, we worked hard. There's just something going to miss now.
Yeah.
I think also, sorry to cut in there, it's about Instagram and social media. You want to be seen with that photo that you're away, that you have that drink leaving Dublin Airport.
Oh, right.
I think a lot of it has to do with that because, we're lucky to go anywhere now for the next few years because we're saving, as I said, for a mortgage. But there's other people I see that are, as you said, jetting off every now and weekend and they can't afford a house. They want the Instagram photo.
That's what I said to Ruth during the break. It's all about affirmation, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so as well. And I was saying that as well to Ruth, that a lot of it is to do with the phones. Especially, I find with the young ones, they're engrossed in their phones. They can't see outside of their phones anymore. And it's because they're getting them younger and younger. I think that's the problem.
I don't know many workplaces ban mobile phones, but this girl says she's a supervisor and I'm constantly having to tell them to get off their phones. So I don't, there are some workplaces where you're not allowed to use your mobile phone, and rightly so. Stay there for a second, Megan. Let me go to Jack as well. Jack, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jack?
Not too bad, Niall.
Good. How are you doing, Jack? Jack, just to be fair, I should ask you your age.
44, Niall.
44. You're only a young fella. Yeah. I don't want to be accused of being sexist because I asked Megan her age. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Be all over the mirror tomorrow, boiling ass woman her age live on air for no reason.
I don't
at all.
Mind.
So, Jack, you think it all depends on the parents who raise them?
Guaranteed.
Okay.
100% Niall, because I seen people coming out of all sorts of areas, backgrounds, everything. I know I'm 54, but I went to England when I was 16 working, but that's just something that happened, right? But I think all my, I've 8 siblings,
yeah,
7 siblings and myself, right? And every one of us are workers. I think we're workers anyway. You know, we all have day-to-day jobs and things like that. But I think that the older generation, when we were watching our parents, we watched them get up in the morning, go out, work. That was the different norm.
Different days, wasn't it?
Yeah, different.
I mean, the
days.
The best we had in those days to look forward to was to watching Mr. Blobby on a Saturday night. You know what I mean?
That's it. And like they have everything now. The younger crowd, like if they sneeze now and they want the phone, and if they can't have it, their friend doesn't have it, they try to guilt trip you into buying it. And I think that if you don't put a stop to that at the very start, but our parents had nothing. Like our parents were trying to make meals out of nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because of such big families back then and everything. But definitely, and I've seen, there's a friend of mine there, he came from a right rough estate, like, but his father, there was a lot of drugs and everything involved in that estate, cotton didn't carry or any place, like, that was up the country, and he was telling me, like, he said, he saw, I said, what drove you to where he went? And he has a business in England now at the moment. But he just said to me, he said, I saw my mother and father getting up and going out and earning a hard crust. He said, money was low at that time, wages were small, and he said, but it's down to what I saw. He said, and I saw them doing that, and he said, I'm doing the same with my children now.
But I would like to think that most kids nowadays, when I say kids, 20-year-olds, see their parents or have seen their parents working hard throughout their lives. But for a lot of them, it just doesn't seem to get passed on. They see, I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here. I'm not saying all kids, right? But a lot of 20-year-olds, or the Gen Zs as they call them, they're absolutely spoiled. They're not willing to give anything up. They're not willing to make any sacrifices to save for what they need. They're not willing to do these things.
No, but they have to be taught, Neil. It has to be taught from the ground roots up. When you say, I'm doing it with my children at the moment, like, isn't that I'm being hard on them or nothing, but I just said to them, I said, if you want to do that,
yeah,
you do this with first, like, do you know what I mean? You have to do that, they have to do their jobs around the house, they have to, you know, just didn't that we're a slave driving them or nothing, like,
yeah,
they go and they have their summer jobs and they have their, do you know what I mean, they help out their grandparents, they do different jobs, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the best we had to look forward to as well was going, you know, dancing at the weekend. I mean, nowadays, that wouldn't be good enough for them. You know, we go to the local disco at the weekend for a pound, I don't know. Did you ever go to your local discos? Did you? Yeah,
that's what I'm sure you did. But, like, the other side to that thing, Niall, is, like, who's the fool working, like?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look back, like, there's people, I've seen it of my own local town and everything. There's people out there and they're killing themselves working, paying for their new house, paying for their car, paying for this, paying for that. And then you have the people that are sitting at home, and I think it is, and I'm not trying to criticise that some of my friends, they're drawn the door, whatever, and they're sound and everything, but they get everything. They get everything, they get medical cards, and I think that when they get up, their kids get up in the morning and they see them sitting down on the couch.
Yeah.
It does them children no good, because they know no better.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I couldn't agree with you more. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the Vandango, as they say? Let me go to Mary. Mary, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Mary? Stay there, both of you. Mary, do you agree that young people have no work ethic, no?
100% I agree with you, Niall. It's just wasted. It's just, even, I've heard of young people, and they're frankly cutting down on a 5-day week, you only want to work 4.
Mind you, that's a thing at the moment, isn't it? 4-day working weeks.
No, it's only lately I heard this.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, I work with a lot of people, and some of them are in their 60s, like myself, and we've worked with young people, and we've run rings around them. It's just not there. They just don't want to put in the effort.
We can't label every young girl like that. I mean, they're not all the same.
We won't label them all, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I don't know whether it's just a job to them. The effort is not there for them. Do you know what I mean? And
this generation now.
Sorry, Niall.
Okay.
They want only that 4 hours so they can claim social welfare. Do a bloody full day's work. What's wrong with it?
I mean, there is a generation now that statistically changed jobs more than any other generation. And now, don't get me wrong, that's because there's certainly more types of work available now than there ever was before. And by the way, it's not a bad thing that people find a job that they actually like. But they do tend to, I don't like this job today. Sure, I think I'll move to another one tomorrow. And they kind of just switch jobs whenever they feel like it, instead of sticking it out.
Yeah. Well, then they'll never find it, will they? You know what I mean?
If
they're switching that much. And then if they don't, it's not being put into it.
I mean, they don't seem to have passion for jobs. I mean, you take Megan, for example. She's a school teacher or a nurse or whatever, or a Garda. I mean, that you have to have a passion for those jobs to stay in them as long as you're going to. I mean, Megan most likely will be always a teacher, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
but even like we're finding it, sorry to cut across to you, we're finding it very hard to get teachers now because the pay isn't great. You can't get a teacher in Dublin anymore for sub and maternity leave because they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And it's not an attractive job anymore. Whereas before it wasn't the kind of the joke, the guard and the nurse, you're guaranteed a nice house and everything.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
They used to meet in Copperface Jacks, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, so like, you're not, like, we're not getting young people into the profession anymore.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, look, if you look at it sort of, you know, the average pay for school teachers across Europe, it's not the worst pay across Europe.
No, don't get me wrong.
It's not great either. And mind you, I'm not going to, you know, feel sorry for you, Megan, because if you're a full-time teacher, there's good perks. You get nice holidays every year. You have plenty of time off. And are you allowed to, when you're off during the summer, you are allowed to take up another job of, I don't know, tutoring or whatever it is. You can do whatever you want, can't you?
Yeah, you can if you want to, yeah.
Yeah, there's no restrictions on that. Years ago, there used to be restrictions.
Okay. Niall, this is Mary speaking. I just feel social welfare has ruined everything. I really do.
Why, do you think it's too generous?
I think they get too much on social welfare. And I think they should work for their welfare. There's plenty of towns that need cleaning up, painting around. Get out there and work for their social welfare. They shouldn't get into their hand and just live with nanny, daddy, a cushy little number. Get up when they want, go to bed when they want, free electricity, free everything, and keep your social welfare. It's just gone to hell.
Yeah, I mean,
I also think there's a lot of younger ones. It's like they're weaker. It's a weak generation. They're tired all the time. You only have to come into work in the door. Oh, they're tired.
My feet are tired. My legs are tired.
Yeah, they're tired the whole time. What is it? They'd be in nursing homes before they're 40. If this is where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about the tech companies earlier on, and they have those kind of wellness days and team building days where they go off up the mountains with backpacks, and or they go playing bowling for a team building day. Or the latest thing in the tech companies is they're not allowed to have a meeting on a Friday because it might upset people going into the weekend. I swear, that's a thing. Let me go to Inga. Stay there, Inga. You're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Inga?
Is that why the tech building companies are all falling apart? They're all up the mountains.
No, you know why they're falling apart? Because they all expanded too quickly. The staff that they had with all this kind of wellness and beer bottles and pool and all that kind of stuff, they basically had too much staff doing the job that a lot less people could do.
Oh, yeah, the Euro signs in front of their eyes. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but I'm kind of peed off listening because, you know, I have two boys. Well, I had two boys. Mm. And Daniel qualified as a chef, learned to work as a chef. Only came out of it when he got ill because he was diabetic.
Yeah.
He took a job in the bookies. Then when that contract was up, he just started a job working for a media company the weekend that he passed away.
And again, my condolence to you, Inga. I do remember when that happened to you. It was a very sad time for you. And hopefully things are getting a bit easier for you now to get through that.
Small bit. I have good and bad days.
Yeah.
The younger fella, after doing a year of college, decided he didn't want to be in college. So he went, he got himself a job. He's in a well-known restaurant.
Yeah.
He gets fed up there, but he's doing it for 3 years. He rents a room in a house and he will do 6 days a week or 7 days if they ask him.
I'm not saying all young people. I'm just saying I think young people nowadays want it easy. I don't believe they're willing to do the graft.
Maybe there's some young people that are pampered, but if I said to my young fella, if I said, come home and stay for a week, he would actually freak out. He would rather work to pay his rent. Mm. And he said, I don't want to be asking you for anything. If you give me a present, that's fine, but I'm not asking you for money. Because that's the way he was reared. He saw me working.
Yeah.
If they see it, they'll do it. But if the mother and father can sit in their boom and have everything, why would the kids bother?
Okay, but getting back to what we were talking about earlier on as well, but, you know, young people nowadays complaining, saying, oh, you're never going to own a house in Ireland. And I do admit the house prices are very high at the moment, but there are swings and roundabouts. They go up and down the prices. They'll be back down again in 2 years' time. But in saying that, is it a case that young people nowadays don't want to sacrifice to save?
Give up getting
no, they like going out. They like doing whatever.
Botox now. They might be able to save then.
Say that again. Say that again, Mary.
I said if they give up getting their nails done, toenails done, Botox and lips and fillers and everything, maybe they would be able to save.
Don't think Inga's son is getting all those things.
No. He's an exception, all right. But a lot of them there. I mean, come on. You can see what the, all the money. I tell you, if I had a son, I would have hated him to meet a girl that has that, because that's all the wages gone. That would be it.
Did you ever get Botox yourself, Mary? Did you?
Never. Not at my age now.
Megan, have you ever got Botox?
No.
Lip fillers, Megan.
I don't need it, Niall.
Lip fillers. No.
I don't need it. No, I'm grand. I'm pretty as I am.
That's so
Niall, do you know what Botox is meant to be good for? A friend of mine got it because she suffered with migraines.
Oh, right.
And it eased off the pain of the migraine.
You know, it's made from a disease. It's botulism. You do know that, don't you?
No, what makes me laugh are the lips.
Oh, they look stupid.
When you can see the lips from across the road.
Ah, you see some of them young ones. Some of those young ones, you feel like licking their lips and sticking them onto a window. The lips are so big.
I feel old, but it's lovely to sit and watch it as it's going past you. Like, it's really interesting.
And the shapes of them nowadays, with their implants and their bums and all sorts of things. I see the girl online today and she got cheek implants in her bum, right? But they had turned in her sleep, whatever had happened. So they were upside down in her bum. So she had to go in and get them twisted back around the right way or something like that. They looked ridiculous. Bum. And that was all because of J-Lo. She's encouraged that. And that other Aegis, the Kardashian. Yeah. Listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.